Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you, guys. I have to, guys. Thanks for all you guys that were in Monday Night Fights, guys. My connection was being weird, and there's a lot of buffering going on. So, guys, I will have that fixed by the next live on locals, guys. I'll probably do a test live tomorrow and see if it's fixed. But yeah, maybe I will figure. Yeah, I'll have to fix some settings or something. But yeah, guys. So apologies for the buffering, guys. But I'll get it figured out, guys. I have to do this live because, guys, this video is wild, man. It's not particularly like crazy or violent or anything, but. Man, oh man, oh man. Hold on, guys. Let me share this quick here. Hold on. What is this? Give me a second, guys. Let me find this video real fast. Here it is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, guys. Guys, I'm gonna drop the link early for anyone who's coming up. I always say that this is gonna be a short live, but guys, come on. Come on, let's be serious, right? Let's see here. Okay. So guys, yeah, guys, apologies for all the buffering, guys. There is something wrong with my software for streaming, and it was buffering. So guys, like I said, I will have that fixed, guys. And yeah, let's see. Rage Eyes here. What's up, dude? What's going on, my friend? And thanks to all you guys that were on locals, man. I appreciate that. Luke is here. What's up, man? John Carlos here. Philosopher's here. Anonymity. Whoa. What's up, man?
Doing good, doing good. How's everyone doing?
Good, 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 dude. Dude, this one is wild.
Yeah,
This
that's what
one
you're saying.
got. I saw this, guys, and I just had to go live, dude. Cool Cat, man. How you been, man? Guys, this one is wild. It is so funny because Homeboy's got a Jamaican accent, but guys, look at this.
Maybe a month ago.
Yes, ma'am. I was
the same issue with the guy. This time, he put it in my face and put it on my chin. We had a conversation. I asked him what time could he be here tomorrow? Because we agreed to sign the divorce papers. He said 3.
But this time, you come and you knock me upside my head when I get back. Probably gonna push her back like this.
Whoa.
When I push her back, you gonna carry on. No, I got you. And you dial in 911 and you gonna look back talking about I point the gun at you and all type of stuff. Like, I ain't point no gun. I own firearms. I have a lot of firearms. I know not to brandish a gun at anybody.
Divorces can be messy.
Funny how that works, right? Now, guys, wait till he tells the story, because you know this guy's Jamaican, and they're pretty good about storytelling. So you know he's telling the truth, right? So.
Bumbocut!
Emotional and sometimes even dangerous. Did you know that nearly 50% of marriages in the United States end in divorce?
And 80% are filed by who, guys? Who?
The women.
Thank you very much.
And in many of those cases, the end of a marriage can escalate beyond just legal battles.
I don't know if it was buffering at the time, but anonymity, did you see the first video I showed where dude got knocked out by the Transformer?
Yep, that was
I don't,
crazy.
dude, you gotta move to another country, dude.
For real.
You gotta change your name, change your whole identity, dude, straight up. To get knocked out, I'm talking like decked twice by a transformer, dude.
Yeah, plastic surgery, new passport, new country. The one that was the worst was the girl that punched the kid in the hallway. And then
Yeah.
he was just kind of defending himself, and then all those simps just jumped on him. That was
Like a
pathetic.
pack of dogs, man. This is
Oh,
why,
rah, rah,
guys.
rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, this is why you need a forest equalizer, man. He should have pepper sprayed all those dudes, man. Seriously.
Right.
But yeah, guys. This see. Okay, guys. I have decided unilaterally. I didn't think that there was anyone that was more of a
beta
than Tim Walz, but I think that Cory Booker, right?
Beta.
But I think who even has him beat is that what's his knucklehead from the Young Turks?
Oh, Zhang.
That guy is a clown. He's a
beta.
You know what I'm saying? Guys, he said, I think it's okay to own firearms, but they should be locked away somewhere other than your house. And even the chick goes, yo, are you serious? What's the point?
Right.
If someone breaks into your house, you're trying to say that you have to run down the block to get your firearm? She goes, we live in California. We've had a whole rash of home invasions. What are you talking about? He's like, duh, moron.
He said some crazy things. He said that it should be legal to have a certain level of fun with animals. And he said that, and then I just can't believe that, what's her name? Anna Kasparian is still on that show with him.
She's almost awoken. Like she's all like that red pill, dude, is like, it's right at the, you know, past
she's the right top, there.
You know what I'm saying? She's right yeah. there. You know
what I'm saying? It's probably just for the money or a contract or. Yeah. I don't know, but you're absolutely right. She's right there.
Yeah.
The thing with Anna Kasparian is that I think they must be business partners because she was. She was with the Young Turds from the very, very beginning. and you know, I hate to admit it, but several years ago, I used to actually watch them, and not because I believed all their crap, but just to kind of, you know, just to get the perspective of the other side, so to say. But
oh,
I will,
totally.
There's a reason that people refer to Cenk as the greasy buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy's an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's one thing I can say, man. Anna Kasparian's one of those both hands on the neck during adult relations type chick.
She can get it.
Dude, you know this chick is an absolute Tasmanian devil in the sack. These types of chick where they have to maintain some professional image all the time. Yo, dude. Yo, these chicks, man. You get a couple of freaking martinis in them. A couple of friggin', a gin and tonics, dude. And that's it, dude. You better bring your jump rope to do some warm-ups beforehand. This chick will tear you inside out. You know what I'm saying, dude? That's
yep.
The only thing good about these chicks that are trying to, like, be all formal but woke and empowered, man, they're all 304s in the sack. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Because
secretly, they're animals.
Because professionally and outside the house, they can't drop that wall. They can't drop that front. So completely doing the opposite is their release. You know what I'm saying? So
oh yeah, it's building up. It's building up.
Man, shoot, man. Anyways,
sometimes it spills over into real life confrontations that require police intervention. In today's video, we're diving into a shocking case where officers were called to a home after a heated argument between a couple took a terrifying turn. What started as a discussion about divorce papers quickly escalated into a situation that almost became deadly. Infidelity played a significant role in this story, and things got so out of hand that the woman involved had to call 911, claiming that her soon-to-be ex-husband pulled a gun on her when she asked him to sign the divorce papers. Here's how it all went down.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I think AJ's software is all jacked up again.
I thought that was me for a second.
No. I was just on his live stream there with on Locals, and then yesterday he was having problems too, so on YouTube. So I don't know, whatever's going on, I think it's gotta be on, it's definitely on AJ's end. So
I think he just moved, so he's probably trying to figure that all out. Or
I'm not sure I don't know where he's at in the moving process. I thought the other day he just said that he wasn't actually moving until next week, but he already got his house though. So who knows? I don't know. It's definitely something on his end because yesterday his YouTube stream was all jacked up, and then today, an hour ago, his local stream was all jacked up. But like, I just to make sure, just to check and see, I tried watching some other YouTube videos and then also watching a video from Joker on Rumble, and on my end they're coming through just fine. So I don't know.
Hopefully. Didn't Joker come out with a new, hopefully he figures it out, but didn't Joker come out with like a new channel, and it was more based around like news and politics and stuff?
Yeah. It's called Odd Man Out, or Odd Man. Yeah, it's pretty good. If you're just kind of glancing through the thumbnails in your YouTube suggestions, what he does is when he talks about stories about crazy female creatures, he still has, a picture of a crazy female, creature. But when he talks about political or social and economic stuff, then, he'll have, whatever, some odd picture that's, I guess, related to the story or something. But no, it's pretty good, actually. It's pretty good. I like Joker. He's got a square head on his shoulder. He's good. He's good.
Well, that's why, because it's pretty much only him and AJ are like the only two I really watch now.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Because I'm not so it's kind of the messages already through and everything. But these two guys are funny, and I totally agree. I think Joker's pretty level headed, and he's got the same idea as we do. Just do whatever you want, but just protect yourselves and, just err on the side of caution,
Yeah. Mm.
How's your night been?
Well, okay. I'm actually just, I hope it's not coming through, but I'm just chowing on a Cobb salad for dinner here. So I hope it's, I hope my chewing is not.
Aha! Uh-huh. Hey, God damn it! Dude, man, I ran the thing all the way. Man, I don't know, guys. Maybe it's something in my area. I'm not sure. So it's weird. So,
where are you in the new spot? Or
no. Next week, guys, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Oh no, guys! Tomorrow is gonna be Les Beyond's 50304s, dude.
Excellent.
Sweet.
I found a couple of videos, guys. There's one where the chick slashes her girlfriend's tires.
I think I saw that one today.
Nice. And then there's one where this chick tries to choke her ex-girlfriend, dude. Look at that. Oh, here, let's get into this. While we still can, guys, maybe there's something I need to clear in my cat. And I'll figure it out. I don't understand because I'm hardwired in.
Sometimes you just gotta unplug it and then plug it back in.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that, guys. That's the universal solution for everything, right? Turn it off and turn it back on.
It works.
Here, let's do this, guys. Guys, yeah, yeah, Puff Daddy got arrested. Joe Dash said it. And
oh, he did?
It's all over the news, right? That's crazy.
Man, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I'm sure he's facing a litany of charges.
The thing that I don't get is he has that much money. Like, dude, I guess it's the hubris. He doesn't think that he's gonna get that he's gonna go to jail. But dude, if I had hundreds of millions of dollars, and they were trying to get me for anything, dude, I'd be out of the country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who are you?
And I'm the sister. She's upstairs.
Okay, give me just a sec. Mm-hmm.
Bonnet gang in the house.
How you doing now?
What are you?
This is Miss.
What
are
you? She
served him with divorce paperwork, which is the paperwork over there.
Okay.
He's in the chair. They start discussing it. He hops up, sticks the barrel to the underside of her chin and says, quote, "I don't hit women. You want to take me from my kids, you will leave here before I leave here."
Let me ask you, when y'all were having this conversation, where was the weapon located?
I didn't see it. The weapon, I didn't see it until he jumped up.
When he jumped up, where'd he pull it from? Was it under the bed or under the cover?
No, nothing was under the bed. We were over by that chair.
Okay.
And when he jumped up is when I saw it. I didn't even see him reach for it. I don't know where it came from. But okay. He was over there. I do remember he had a pair of navy blue pants that was sitting in front of him.
What's going on over here? And this is the work. Well, I see it. That's got to be them there. Okay. Has he had any idea?
Now, she says that she doesn't remember where he got the weapon from. Guys.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked.
Sin, what's up, dude? He says the popo was like, "Come with me," like the Godzilla soundtrack. You guys remember that? That soundtrack was 10 times better than that crap movie. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, that movie was trash.
Seriously, garlic croutons, dude.
Of anything or yeah.
Oh wait, Razor says there's a reason why hard reset works. Is that when the device has no power, clear, you know what? I'll do that tonight. Maybe I'll just unplug the damn thing. And also unplug my router also. But I'm hardwired into the modem, so maybe I'll unplug that. I'll unplug everything. You get unplugged. You get unplugged. Everyone gets unplugged. Michael, what's up, dude? Mike, how's it going, man?
So yeah. It's nothing that's new to him.
This isn't new.
Is this divorce from the previous incident?
Yeah.
Enforcement officers were called to this home multiple times within a month, each time regarding their divorce. The situation became more confrontational with each visit.
He'd be here at 3 o'clock tomorrow to sign the papers because he agreed to sign. And he said, yeah, I said, well, I got them in my email. He said, well, print them out. I went downstairs to get the print. And I printed them out. I gave them everything. We argued back and forth about what's in there.
Now listen to her story, guys, and then we'll listen to his, you know?
I told him I don't want anything from him. Everything that's financed in my name, including the debt, I'll take it all. You take everything with your name, I'm done. That wasn't good enough. We kept arguing back and forth. And then he said, why did you hit me? That's assault. Like, out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't touch you. He said, you just flipped me over in the chair. I said, yeah, right. I did flip you over in check. Maybe he baited me into it, whatever, but that's what I said.
Please.
We argued, a lot of curse words, back and forth, and then he jumps up and said, put the gun right here.
Which, do you mind looking up real quick? So, can you look up higher? So there's that mark right there, and right there.
Have you already taken any pictures?
I got out on body camera because I didn't have my phone on.
I tell you guys. Xbox is cooked. Have you guys seen all the layoffs that they're doing now? Because what they're trying to do is make you subscribe for like all these services to get games. There are companies that are trying to make it so that you have to be online to play their games, and then you gotta pay for the game digitally, and then have a subscription to play the damn thing. Guys, never ever do digital copies ever. Always buy the physical copy. Because guys, there are games where they'll just take them off their little store. And next thing you know, you paid for it and it's gone. You're basically paying to rent the game. Ridiculous.
We have to talk.
Okay, you definitely know.
Yeah.
You gotta only go and snap a few of those. So I know they'll show better than this camera.
Have you had any kind of conversation with him at Neil? No, Winburn's
been speaking with him. Are you injured or anything? You need EMS?
That was him bumping. That was my sergeant bumping into something. If you need to text your dad, hey, I'm okay now.
I talked to him.
You did?
Yeah, he called like 5,000 times, but I told him I'm okay. The police are here. And he was like, where are you? I'm still upstairs because I can't go downstairs. I know better than that.
I just, considering what you yelled while your dad was on the phone, I want you to let him know you're okay.
My mom, are you okay? I'm okay. She's really upset.
Shouting from the sky. Yeah, so she called and she's trying to say, okay, this guy's trying to get divorced and she's flying off the handle. But guys, well, obviously the title shows, but you'll see his story. She's trying to say that he just abracadabra'd a firearm out of nowhere, right? And her story is just not adding up.
Horrible mistake by asking him to help us move in here. That's what escalated that stuff the last incident. I went out of town.
I remember.
He brought his stuff in here.
You went up to Myrtle Beach?
Hillman. And I keep falling for the trap. Why would you want to be here and torment me?
Please!
Well, you're not falling for it anymore because you got the paperwork right over there.
And that's,
now.
Probably his house.
Yep.
With everything that's going on, do you two have any kids?
No.
Thank God for that.
It's a lot easier. Yeah. Get a restraining order. Or when it's done and over with.
My dad told me, he said that's enough. Because he said even with him, even if he had no intentions, it could have went off and you could have been gone.
Uh-huh.
After a few minutes of questioning by field officers, a detective would soon arrive to get to the bottom of what really happened.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Knock, knock. Hello. How are you, ma'am? Ooh. I'm upstairs getting a little workout.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah. Tell me what's going on this evening.
I gave my husband some divorce papers.
Okay.
As soon as I got the email, I asked him, could he be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock? And we both signed them. He said, that's fine. As soon as you get them, I'll sign them. I said, well, I have them in the email. I'll print them. I went downstairs to get that printer, and I printed them. I gave them to him, and we just started the arguing from there.
So was he here already when you told him? Okay.
Yeah. It was, 11 something? I don't know. Maybe after 12. I don't know.
Okay.
But I came to bed.
Okay.
We were arguing. No nice words.
Okay.
Called his dad, asked him to come get him in the house. That didn't work. We just kept going back and forth, and he called my dad. We were still arguing, and he said something to the fact, He said, don't put your hands on me or something. I said, I didn't touch him. And we just was arguing back and forth, ugly words.
Guys, a man doesn't say, don't put your hands on me for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't believe a single word this woman is saying.
Not at all. Just look at, like, how she's trying to maintain this type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, he jumped up. He said, I pushed him over in the chair. I said, yeah, right, yeah, I pushed you. Yeah, that's right, sure did. And we just kept going back and forth arguing. Then next thing I know, he jumped up and he put a gun to my chin. And he said, you trying to take me away from my kids. You'll leave here before I leave. I yelled and I screamed, he got a gun. My dad was still on the phone. I ran to my son's room and woke my son up and told him to call the police. I grabbed the phone and I called 911. And I stayed in that room until somebody got here. He was in here being real irate, yelling and screaming. I think he was still on the phone with my dad. I don't know. And I yelled for my sister.
Okay. Now, where was your sister at when all this was going on?
She was in her bed.
Okay. Where's her bed at compared to here?
It's the room right under us, but you have to go downstairs and go to the opposite end of the hall.
Okay, gotcha.
Everybody was asleep. I was just tired of the arguing back and forth. I just want some peace.
So basically, you told him you had the divorce paperwork and that, you know, you wanted to meet with him this coming evening.
Well, it's a whole other day, yeah.
Yeah.
So my plan was we both at 3 o'clock, we get the papers and we go to the Pooler courthouse to get them to notarize, because I was told that we both are in agreement.
Yeah. You know, I said, she has kids, right? Laughing Man says the stereotypes are off the charts. Can someone say hood?
I can say bonnet.
Seriously, Brent, what's up, dude?
We can sign off, and I will have to present them to the court. Okay. Everything is in the paperwork.
Okay.
And I thought I was doing everything right, everything fair. I just want some peace.
Okay. And so, needless to say, he said, well, as soon as you have them, I'll sign them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and
Shouting, thanks for the $3, man. Appreciate that, man. Sorry for missing that earlier.
Seriously. Garlic croutons, dude.
He wasn't mean or yelling, so I thought it was okay.
Okay.
So I gave him to him. Wrong.
Okay. And so, at that point, y'all start arguing. Some names are called?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kind of names were called?
What kind of names were called?
I hope you die of AIDS, hoe! I'ma kill your bitch ass, bitch! I'm a dick sucking whore. I want your fat ass. Stank pussy bitch.
What kind of man called? Come on, guys. You've been had. You've
been took. You've been hooked. I call Cap. Let us stray.
Run on muck. Guys, a man doesn't call a woman that.
Nah.
Are you serious? Are you serious? What's up, dude?
And I called him. He was stink pussy. Well, you, it was just ugly. Ugly words. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of my house. Why are you still here? If I'm all of this, you need to get the fuck out. You need to leave. Why are you still here making me go through this? Why are you tormenting me? If you don't want to be here, just go. I'm not going anywhere. It was just back and forth.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Get out of my house.
It was degrading names on both of our parts.
Gotcha.
I'm not totally innocent of words.
Yeah.
That's the only way I have to defend myself.
Oh, okay. Please. Please, guys, come on.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Ah!
You said you were on the phone to begin with his father?
I called his dad.
Okay. What's his dad's name?
Anthony Carrington. I called him because he's the dad. He's supposed to help. And he just said, you deal with it. And I hung up in my face.
Wait. Okay. She called her dad? Wait.
Anthony Carrington. I called trading names on both of our parts.
Gotcha.
I'm not totally innocent of this.
He said you were on the phone to begin with his father?
I called his dad.
Okay. What's his dad's name?
Anthony Carrington. I heard him tell my dad that he had the gun in his hand.
His
dad. I heard him tell him that he don't hit women.
Okay.
He did have the gun.
Okay. Steve is right. This seems pre-rehearsed.
Yeah.
And I just feel like this crap is escalating. Like, it gets worse and worse. And other times I should have called and I didn't. I should have did something. I didn't. And I'm just tired when he put that gun in my chin. That gun could have gone off. Even if he had no intention of hurting me, it could have went off.
Okay.
And I'm just pissed off at myself. I can't.
Please, guys, are you hearing this?
Yeah.
Are you hearing this? Guys, first of all, who just grabs who abracadabras a firearm and then puts it under someone's chin? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's some movie stuff.
You put it to someone's head. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you don't put. Come on now, or you just point it at him. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Taking it.
I seriously think this was all planned out.
Yeah.
And you said that at that point, when all of that occurred, you went into your son's room?
Yeah.
And so at that point, you had him call for police?
Yeah, he was cross, a little half-sleep, and I just grabbed the phone. He had my phone in there for the other time to get up for school. And I just grabbed the phone and I called. He heard me. Probably was trying to figure out what the hell was going on because he was asleep.
Wait. Slow down. She said that she called his father, but now suddenly the kid has her phone in his room? Like, what?
I don't know, dude. That's the thing about 304s.
They can't keep the stories straight.
Yet no one ever questions them, right? So they can just tell the craziest stories and people believe them. That's why the whole believe off 304s thing was a big deal.
Yeah.
Right, but then all you gotta do is press them just a little bit. And guys, that was the beautiful thing about Kevin Samuels, Saint Kevin. He would just apply a little bit of pressure, and the little house of cards would come falling down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just grabbed the phone. He had my phone in there for the alarm to get up for school, and I just grabbed the phone and I called. He heard me. Probably was trying to figure out what the hell was going on because he was asleep.
Did you by chance get scratched or anything like that for all this?
Well, the dad bruised, but I didn't. I saw the red mark really sore.
Gotcha.
So that's right underneath the chin. So there's mark there. The original photo I showed you is right there.
Yeah.
And then four.
You can inform me, okay? Okay, now, when you put that gun to your chin, how did it make you feel?
I was scared because, I mean, it's a gun.
Yeah.
It's a gun. I don't know if he's going to kill me. He said, you know, I was trying to take him away from his kid, but I'll leave here before he does.
Yeah. And it sounds like a silly question. It's just one we have to ask.
I know, but, you know, I just told the officer they were just here maybe a month or so ago. I don't know. I feel like it's escalating.
Mm-hmm.
I just finally came back to my bed two nights ago. I've been sleeping in the den.
Okay.
So,
I don't know what else.
This is the only time, guys, where a lot of B-dubs actually can try and somewhat act feminine is when they're trying to get a dude thrown in jail. This is the only time where that, like, small bit, that itty-bitty-bitty minute piece of femininity can come out of them. Of weakness can come out. You know what I'm saying?
That's sad.
Somebody hurting me. I know I'm not supposed to argue back and forth, but it's hard not to argue back and forth when somebody's constantly saying stuff to hurt you.
You dear?
Yeah, here we go. Let's see what,
What's your name, love? Mr. Carrington, tell me what's going on this evening.
Here's what happened. Me and my wife have been going through it. If I could start from the beginning, I had infidelity involved in this. And it was on my part because my wife was partying. And I was your partner. I kind of sleep with my best friend.
Okay.
Except my best friend, a child was involved, although she had a boyfriend. I was telling everybody when, I guess when she found herself pregnant, telling everybody the child wasn't mine. We didn't want to believe that. So we let this drag on for about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Although she wanted proof. So it just so happened, a detective came to the house. And when he came to the house, I was the last straw. I said, you know what, let me take my happy tail down. Then I went down to the courthouse, and I got myself swabbed. Come back, child is not mine.
Okay.
So,
ooh.
After that, I got
hold you guys, right there.
Ooh. Ouch.
So that kid that's in the house, he at one point, he thought it was his. You got the swab, kid wasn't his.
Worse because I have proof now that the child is not mine. What happened? Her friend, how she was finding out, my best friend was talking all type of smack is because my best friend literally knows her first cousin.
Okay.
So that's how they kept going back and forth. And she said, in today's, like this present time, she still keep hearing about it. So. We started bickering, started arguing. She got over it. It was fine for a good little while. Then she's going back up again, talking about the same thing again. So then we started talking about divorce and started talking about separation and stuff like that.
Okay.
So tonight, I'm gonna speed it up. Tonight, no, it's that last night. Came in last night. Didn't tell her nothing. Was talking about the boat. Because I was cleaning up the boat and stuff like that.
They
wanted to go out on the, before I was cleaning up the boat, they wanted to go out on the water. I said, all right, cool. It's not that they wanted to go on the water, they wanted to know where the boat was at. So she could give it to her daddy. Because all that stuff, and she, all she's talking about, well, whatever stuff she have with her, what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Loan or whatever. It's hers. It's not so. So I guess the daddy have the boat, and I just blatantly just tonight I asked about it. I said, listen, where's the boat? She said, oh, daddy got it. And I said, well, I have a $300 charger inside there. And when I said that, she said, well, this is what bought my prescription cost $900 and just like that. Well, I got the papers right now. We could go ahead and run my divorce and stuff like that. Why the hell are you holding on? You need to get the fuck out my house and stuff. Excuse the French.
Well, no, you're fine.
You need to get the fuck out my house. I said, listen, I want this divorce just like how you want this divorce. I'm not holding on to a damn thing. I don't know why you want people to believe that I'm holding on to something. You that man that I have outside here, you're telling me that your baby daddy wants you. He been back and forth in my house. That's what you're telling me.
Look at that.
How disrespectful.
Baby daddy's been back and forth at the house, dude.
He saw it by card. He paid for your rent.
What a scumbag.
I washed your truck out here the other day. You telling me I should be washing your truck. I said, if he bought them bearing, he should be washing that car.
Yeah.
That's what I said. But no. Well, nobody will believe she get out of character like that. Nobody will believe that stuff. Right?
Okay.
Because she ain't that type. My wife is very intelligent.
Okay.
Right?
You've been had.
So what I did, when she cut my phone off,
My mama turned the cell phone on for me. So what I did, I put record and I had it sitting down here. So all that time he was bickering upstairs, I had the phone recording.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at that. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Let's give a Winston here a cheer, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She hurt me. She had people take niggas off. She been keeping people away from me. She wanted to find me killed dead somewhere. And all this time, pushing me in my head. Hitting me in my head. Pushing me in my head. Nobody believes you do that. Okay. When I stand up, I'm reading the face. But every time I sit down, I sit down just like this. She come in my face. She hand me the papers. Politely, she hand me the papers. I was reading the papers. I say, well, the papers that you hand me. All I need to do is get somebody to review it.
Yeah.
And I'll sign wherever. Well, I just need somebody to review it because I ain't a lawyer. I don't know what the hell I signed it for.
Yeah.
My wife friend that's sitting on that car there, that girl like what she do. She would help my wife bend the law in any which way she could. That's a fact. I've seen it done and I know it could be done. Nobody can go tell me no different. So I told her I need to have a professional look at this. And why the hell I said that? It escalated from them real bad. Now why is that idiot? I didn't know how to read and stuff like that. I can't assign people. Why won't I holding on? I ain't holding on to nothing. I just don't want to be an idiot and sign nothing.
You catch
nothing
that?
Lawyer. I have kids just like she have kids. Her thing is she studying a house, all this glamour and stuff like that. She studying. I'm not studying that. I studying a quiet life, comfortable life. That's all I is. I
guess look at that. He said, I don't want all this crap. I just want a quiet life. I want a comfortable life. That's it. And I'm telling you guys, there are times they say, you know why divorces cost so much? Because they're worth it.
Yeah.
There are just guys who say, I don't care. Give her everything. Or, you know what? I'd rather burn this place to the ground. You know what I'm saying?
It's every single day. I work on engines. That's what I do. Right? So it's pretty much we arguing. You kept putting him in my face. Hit him in my face. All this time, I always keep a firearm on me.
Yeah.
I have my gun in my back. You grab the chair, flip the chair over. My back, gun on the ground. I take the gun. I got up. I say, you assaulted me. You know that, right? She's like, fuck that shit. I say, all right.
Now, mind you, this guy is bigger than her. She knows he has a firearm, and she's still assaulting him. Isn't that Brent? He's Jamaican. I got me fireman on me bomber cloth. I mean, really? This is like one of the most Jamaican accents I've ever heard. He sounds like Pyro. I think it's because he's speaking quietly. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Jamaicans speak loud. Jamaica.
See, that's called.
You know, I can't believe Jamaica. Jamaica, we got the bobsled team. I give you $20 if you shut up. Shut up.
Shut up, Senka.
Up. Oh, have you guys
from
seen
Kingston?
Hold on. On YouTube. When you hire Jamaicans, have you seen this guy? Hold on. Have you guys ever seen this guy? When you hire Jamaicans? Watch. Hold on.
May I help
I'm
you?
Trying to get the generator up top there to 3,000.
Up top? Which one exactly are you talking
that
about?
One.
Oh, the one on the top shelf. So let me ask you a question. If you can't reach it, or you expect me to reach it?
No, I thought because you were.
When you thought around, you blasted idiot. What you try to say? Or people hire super people?
No, sir, but because you were.
But how me to reach it? How you expect me to reach it?
Can you get somebody that can help
Nobody
me?
In here can't reach it. None of we can't reach it.
Alright, so how am I supposed to get it?
Go buy a ladder! Go buy a ladder! Ladder sitting on the back of the store! Go buy a ladder and right, come sir. Back, come reach it!
I just want to get
Go buy a ladder and come out of the store! Come out of the store! Come out of the store! Come out of the store!
I just want
It's not for sale anymore! Come on, dinosaur!
Excuse me?
Yes.
I didn't realize that my shrimp was actually fried in honey oil,
okay.
And I'm allergic to honey.
Okay, so what is the problem now?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could have this change.
No, because the chef already cook it. And at Red Lobster, we no waste food.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm allergic to
this honey. Chef already cooked it.
Yeah, but if I eat this out, I can die.
So you never know that before you order the food. You see people like who no come here every day. Yeah, shut up.
Can I have another?
Shut up. Shut up. The food already cooked.
Can I speak to a manager?
No manager, no work. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Are you buy it? Why you ask me that?
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to change it.
This chef already cooked.
Here's the check.
Tip is already included. Have a good day.
Yes, may this I please have one. A medium French vanilla coffee?
We out of coffee right now. We have Milo tea.
Excuse me?
You're deaf! We out of coffee right now! We have Milo tea!
Mr. Morgan, we actually don't have Milo, but we do have coffee. So you need to let the customer know that, please.
Well, they said they have coffee, so where you are?
Yes, a medium French vanilla coffee.
Will that complete your order, sir?
Yes.
Alright, pull up to the second window.
Okay. Oh, and also, can you put 2 spoons of sugar instead of one?
No! No, no, car. No, nobody now going to say, Bogle Brown, give them diabetes. 1 spoon of sugar. You only get in 1 spoon of sugar.
No, it's okay. You can put 2 spoons of
me sugar. Me nah give you 2 spoons, sir.
Yes, but I always drink my coffee with 2 spoons
Boss of sugar. Boss man, you're only getting 1 spoon of sugar.
And can I please have...
No! You're deaf! No! 1 spoon!
No, it's okay.
1 spoon! Order in the court. Where were you the night of Quang Chung house robbery?
I was actually in Hawaii with my wife and my kids.
Well, to be honest, me have a dream, say you do it, and my dream them never rock.
Excuse me?
Me have a feeling, say you do it. Me have a strong feeling, say you.
I had a dream that you did it. He's the judge.
Yeah, but I...
Look for me left eye. Look for me left eye. You see how it a jump? That mean you're guilty. You're guilty.
Yo, with all due respect, that's just the fact.
And with all due respect, you're going to jail.
Yeah, my itinerary to show.
Boss man, everything in my belly bottom. I say, are you do it? Me have a feeling. Say, are you?
Yeah, I was actually.
Me have a feeling. Say, are you?
Yeah, what I have.
Me have a feeling. Say, are you? You're going to jail.
What's funny is, you know, a Caribbean place is like food wise is good if the service is terrible. I'm serious, dude. Cause there's a place near me. And yo, they're just open like whenever they want to be open. You know what I'm saying? And then they're just out of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, are you gonna make some more? No, we're out. Like, wait, what? But yeah, here's the I'll put the links in the chat here, but
then I saw
that guy's funny.
Nothing about that. I got up, flipped the chair back over. That's my motherfucking chair. I flipped the chair back over, I stick the gun below my seat, my leg, and I stick it right here, and I sat down right here. So the whole time bickering back and forth. All this time I sitting down, you talking in my face, coming back, going forward in my face, going back, going forward in my face. And while you're walking off, she telling me, I don't hit no woman. I say, the biggest thing to go find out is that they go be doing the, you want to size up to a man and there's no comparison.
Yeah.
If I start hitting you, I ain't gonna stop. Right? People, yeah. All they go see is a man hitting a woman. That's all people go see. I ain't no fool.
Right there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Guys, put a one. Right? If you agree, this guy's 100% correct.
Yeah.
He tells no lies. You know what I'm saying? This chick's in his face acting stupid. She's seeing he has a firearm and she's still hitting him in the face. Man.
Ooh, I'm not no idiot. I don't hit woman. I hit a man. If a man hit me, I'll hit him back. If a woman hit me intentionally, hit me, I will hit her back. That's a fact.
All right.
But I don't hit no woman to say that. Oh, I'm no abusive man. I don't do no shit like that. I run from stuff like that. Mm. Right? It's too easy to run and go find another woman. That's it. Real easy in this country.
Yes.
Right? But when she do that, I guess you noticed I was recording. You didn't care nothing about that. You brought the other papers over. You're saying that, oh, it's a mistake in the affidavit, I guess, for the property. So you wanted to get corrected and hand it back to me. So when you hand it back to me, they escalated from them. We started arguing, and then you come up my face again, and you start cussing, carrying on. And this time you went up my face and you pushed me on my lip. So when I stand up, we arguing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you breeze off, you sit down, talking about hit you. Just hit you just a little bit and stuff like that. So I sit my happy tail down, right? So that time, call her daddy on the phone. When I call her daddy, she called my parents first, calling my dad on the phone. So I call my dad back and I said, you just got a call. And I explained to him what happened. I told him I had a recording and everything was happening. And while she was there, she was saying that I was hitting her and she was in fear for her life going on. They'll never hear me say nothing bad. She calling my mama a fat hoe and all type of stuff like that. You'll never hear me say one thing bad about her parents. Never do it. So in the midst of that now, when you are going back and forth this time, you come and you knock me upside my head. When I get back, I'm probably gonna push her back like this. When I push her back, you going carrying on, no, I got you, and you dial in 911, and you going in the back talking about, I point the gun at you and all type of stuff. Like, I ain't pointing no gun. I own firearms, I have a lot of firearms. I ain't known to brandish a gun at anybody, right? You brandish a gun, purposely brandish a gun, your ass going to jail. That's all to it, right? You can't, you're not supposed to do it. You're pissed off. The barrel was like that. The stock was like this. When I grab it, I did like that. I push her back like this. Yeah. Stand up. She gone dial the 911 and she went back in the back talking about calling her dad and calling whoever. That's why her son come up here belligerent, talking about he wanna fight. I pull a pistol on your mama, boy. I ain't pulling a pistol on your mama, boy. I ain't that type of person. Right? I ain't the type of person, but I ain't no idiot. I think before you go, I think I go force somebody to make that decision for me, to put me away for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I can't, I would not let a person like that do that to me. Right? I have two children. A 20-year-old and an 18-year-old now, a little girl. Right? Why would I let her take her away from my children that who I love? My children don't live with me. You know why they don't live with me? Because they don't mess with her like that. Right? Okay. Mama helped me raise them. They're the only mama they know. Right? Mm-hmm. I took them away from their mama when they was babies. That's what I did. Because their mama never helped me raise them and do nothing for them.
Yeah.
So I could have provided a better life. My parents could have provided a better life. So I had them with me. When we moved here, even at the other house, they never moved because I was uncomfortable. Because I was one-sided.
So why did you marry this chick then, dude?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Should have learned.
Yeah, Wall Street. What's up, dude? Jonathan's here. Yeah. She was already a baby mom. You know what I'm saying?
Now when you're telling me that, you this man and that man in the house, how am I supposed to feel? You telling me come? You want me to come in the house? You telling me I have no say so? Why would I come in a house and pay bills and I have no say so in here?
Yeah.
Right? You literally believe. Now, mind you, that your sister there, and you do anything for your sister. We're moving a brand new house. We're moving sister.
Our sister moved in too. Look at that. Oh, man. Look at that.
Demon.
Except my mother had no say so. Then you're telling me that, oh, I need to pick. You telling me how much your mortgage is? $2,000. The very next day we move in the house, you're telling me you need $2,000 to pay the mortgage on the house. I told her she must be mad. If she think I deal, she dealing with a fool. I ain't no fool. I might talk kind of crazy, but I ain't crazy. She always think I'm bipolar. I ain't bipolar. Let me tell you exactly what I do. When my wife like to send me scrolls, I have no say so. Then you know she dealing with a fool. Read. Anytime it start off negative, I don't never read it. Never read it. I put it to the side and I walk back in the room and you swear up and down, I'm crazy. But my attitude will be the same because I don't never read the negative stuff. So she'll think I'm crazy. What wrong with me? Why acting like that? She just cussed me out on a text and how I acting like, hey, you want to go get some Hey, what are you doing? And I'm laughing and stuff like that. She couldn't figure it out for years. She couldn't figure it out. But that's what I did. And that's what I've been doing. Right? Why is she thinking that? I holding on. I don't want to hold on. I just want to make sure that everything right in them papers, because everything is black and white at the end of the day.
Yes.
I need to make sure everything right in them papers before I sign anything. I'll be glad to sign the papers right now if one of y'all look at them papers and say, hey, Jason, boy, I think you're getting a good deal here, boy. You watch me sign that paper so damn far, I jump in my truck, I get the fuck out of here. I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing like a bill. These things I have right here, they're marvelous. You see this brain right here I have? It's marvelous. She know that.
Yeah.
She know that. I'm very intelligent. I'm very simple. Simple person. Right? And I could do for myself. I would not do for a woman that only care about herself. On my birthday, you watch a man tell me 3-4 birthdays pass by. You give me anything for my birthday? Nothing. So I let you see what it feel like to get nothing for your birthday. No, you tell me
nice.
The anniversary was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Why would we have an anniversary? Why would I even buy something for a person that we getting? So you, them papers been drawn up now.
He's right. What am I going to get you anything for if you're getting divorced?
Over not getting nothing for anniversary. Right? So why? That ain't make no sense. I said, we getting a divorce. We worrying about anniversary.
As we have 56 people watching and 37 likes, guys. Hit the like button. Appreciate that.
Before, let me get this paperwork done. Go your separate ways. You can be with whoever. You telling me this with your baby daddy don't care. You gonna have me killed and all type of stuff like that. Your baby daddy been in the house and he don't care nothing about me. I don't care nothing about that. You got belligerent when I tell you to call him my children a bastard. All I did was correct you of what a bastard is.
Yeah.
A bastard is a man having a woman and a man having a child with a married fucking man. And that's what the fuck you did. You had a child with a married man.
Yeah.
My children was conceived.
Look at that. He said, your kids are bastards, not mine. Not mine, because you had a baby with a married man, you absolute 304. Look at that, guys. Look at that. Look at that.
You tell her she's a goddamn whore.
Uh-oh, Jonathan says, I had a girlfriend call the cops on me once. Broke up with her. She's getting to my crib at 2 a.m., opened the door, she tried to make it, and she dragged her, and so I slapped me and called the cops high on pills. Whoa. She opened the door? Did you give her a key, Jonathan? God, no. Don't let her in and don't give her a key. And guys, anonymity, Colin, John Carlo, everyone in the chat. Guys, if you ever dump a chick and she always says, I need closure. Can I come over one more time? Guys, say no. Say no, because you guys know what they're trying to do, right?
Get preggered.
Exactly. You're going to get yourself a cheer, my friend.
Hey, she's gonna pull the, I'm on birth control. You don't have to use protection.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Maybe just one more time. Ooh, next thing you know, she gets you to shoot up the club. And next thing you know, man, a month and a half later, you're cooked.
Steve, me and the children mother was together. And we was living together at that time. When my children was conceived, they ain't no bastard, right? You got belligerent because I corrected you, right? It's the truth. Truth that's hurt like hell. Lord knows that's hurt like hell. I just try not to hurt her. I try not to tell her anything to hurt her feelings because I know how much people hate her ass. She had this thing about her where people love her, right? Mm-hmm. And the same people that love her is the ones that hate the hell out her, right?
So the recording you have, do you mind if I listen to it?
Yeah.
Here we go, guys.
Better get our favorite sound bites ready.
It's a good thing he was recording.
Mad. I ain't mad at all. Mad? Far from mad. Nope, not mad. Nope, I ain't have a mad bone in my body.
You mad?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Uh-oh, there he went again.
Oh, no. Just when I was getting good.
I know, right? Right? Now, dang it.
He needs to unplug and then plug it back in.
Yeah. There's a couple guys in the chat earlier that were saying about unplugging. What that does is when you unplug the power supply, all the capacitors that regulate the voltage and all the different circuits, they get to completely discharge. So then, you know, whatever circuits that have some sort of short-term memory RAM, it basically wipes it completely clean and does a fresh start. So believe it or not, actually, people don't realize this, but like in the back in the 90s when cars started getting all these, you know, fancy schmancy computers in them, and then sometimes you know, cars would do weird things like just randomly not run right. Or one of the things that us mechanics used to do is what we call a capacitive discharge, and we would unhook the battery and then touch the positive and negative cables together to make sure that all those capacitors would just completely bleed down and discharge. And surprisingly, actually, it would actually work a number of times where it's like, you know, customers would look at us and we'd be like, yeah, we just unhooked the battery and then kind of hooked it back up and now everything's fine. And customers are like, what are you talking about? And like,
yeah, I always forget that capacitors have, they have like a charge in them, even though you've unhooked the battery, like they store a charge.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on the size of the capacitor, it can actually take several minutes for them to completely discharge. So this is why, like with, I don't know who you have for a cable and TV service, but every time there's some kind of a problem with Comcast, they always say unhook your cable box and your modem and router for at least 10 minutes and then plug everything back in and see if it works. So,
You know what's funny is like how I learned about that was from an episode of South Park. And like things were going to hell, or I forgot exactly what the episode was about, but Kyle goes over to the plug and just unplugs it and then plugs it back in. And then everything went back to normal. And then I researched about it and they said, yeah, that could be something that works. And, been doing it ever since.
Yeah. So yeah, well, I'm going to take the opportunity to mute myself and go have a quick cigarette and hopefully,
I'll see what happens.
Yeah, see if AJ comes back. There he is.
My Wi-Fi now for now. I don't know if I need a new. Hello? You guys there?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
AJ.
I think AJ just needs a hard reboot on everything.
Probably.
Yeah.
Amount of memory he's got stored on his computer.
Oh, I'm sure it's, with all the live streams and everything. Because, you know, he keeps a recording of them all. So, yeah. Sounds like he can't hear us. So, anyways, I'm going to go smoke that cigarette. I'll be right back.
Yeah, have at it.
Aha! Now, guys, I'm on my Wi-Fi now, so I think we'll see how this works. Now, watch the rest of this, but because I'm hardwired in, and yeah, I'll figure it out, guys. I'll have to spend tomorrow fixing stuff, so see how it works.
Anything? That's
what you should say.
Why you mad? You mad?
Nope, I ain't mad.
Where did you take it? Because you ain't paying off none of these fucking credit cards. You ain't paying for none of this shit. You ain't paying the SBA loan back for my business. None of that shit.
She means PPP loan.
You ain't paying none of that shit.
According to you, I never got no SBA loan.
Well, I sure had to pop one. I sure had to pop one. Because your ass ain't giving me no goddamn money to pay for these tags and shit. I sat there and cried and told you when I was transferring them tags over from that boy name into mine. You ain't say here go $50. You told me you helped me pay the taxes back for me trying to get in this house. I've been paying that. $309 a fucking month. You ain't helped me do that shit. You ain't helped me do nothing. I'll buy you a car. You ain't helped me do that. You pulled up in the fucking driveway with a fucking Dodge Ram. But you ain't helped me get a car.
My motherfucking car.
Fuck. Okay. Let me call your mama
to
come get you. But your ass died tonight.
You ain't gonna do that.
I ain't no, I'm not gonna do it.
No, you ain't gonna call my mama. You ain't gonna call my mama. No bullshit. Dude, you had to be calling people parents with some fucking bullshit. Nigga, what you need to do is go out and call your daddy if you wanna call somebody.
This girl is lying. No, she's saying it though. I put my hands on her and she calling, I guess, her dad on the phone. Saying I put my hands on her.
He don't want to come to the phone.
Thank the Lord for recording.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not dealing with that. You can just walk out the room. I want him out. He can deal with the police.
Call the police.
Call my dad.
Call 911. That's what you do.
He said that's a shame.
Call 911.
Your daddy said that's a shame. Your own dad, he said, that's a shame. I'm sorry, you got to deal with that. Your dad. Your own dad. Ain't never want to get involved and talk to your ass. That's why we in a situation. You ain't got no support.
Can you do me a favor and send those to me?
I don't know how to do that.
I'll show you. That way you know in the future. That way I can have a copy of them. All right. Give me just a minute, Mr. Carrington.
The detective has couple more questions. Do you mind coming down and speaking with her real quick?
Excellent.
Look at that.
We'll explain everything in a second, man. So you asked about your charges. It's going to be one count of simple assault, DVA, and one count of simple battery, DVA. Going off the audio is how we determine.
Look at that. Look at that.
Good. Yeah. That's cool.
No way. I have my own camera. I'm going to go up the stairs and get it. Yeah, guys, sorry about the connection issues, man. I'll have it figured out by tomorrow.
Had she not done what she did, he would not have done what he did. Because you could hear what she stated. You could hear what was being done. So, unfortunately, with what she did, that resulted in him. I know it. And here's the one thing. Domestics are...
I know. I know you guys are going off of, you know, what you heard and stuff, but this is just like a history. We know it. And I know the last time he did the same thing to me, and I heard he was just goading her.
And of course... her sister's gonna back her up. Of course.
all kind of bitches, and then he started recording. So I said, Vicky, just hush, and she left. And I came and got her. Me and her dad, we all came and got her.
The suspect was taken into custody, and according to the police, she appeared to be the aggressor in the situation. But let me know what you think. Write a comment below.
Moron. Absolute idiot, man. Look at that. Why?
Dude, that's a lesson on just how manipulative they can get.
And the sisterhood foolishness, man. They always back each other up. Always. Always. And guys, record. Well, don't even put yourself around selling a knuckleheaded 304 anyways. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because imagine it, if he hadn't had his phone, he'd be in jail.
He'd be cooked.
Yeah. Yep. Hold on, there's one more. This one's a little long. Hold on. Look at that. Indiana woman lured man into the shower, stabbed and beat him. Guys, you gotta be careful out there, man.
Whoa.
You gotta be careful, dude. These chicks are gonna get you.
Not me.
Ish, I know, right? Well, okay. Did you recently... There was some football player that was recently exonerated. His last name was like Oak something or other. He got accused of... hold on. Football player. Innocent. Not Brian Banks, this other guy. His name was like
Oakman. Oh yeah, that's right. I heard about this. Wasn't the guy like a first year draft pick? And then
yeah, Sean Oakman.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Sad, man. And I don't think he ever played football either.
No, because what happened was he actually so this was a complete sham of a trial. He got convicted, and he's appealing it, but the NFL waited until he was officially convicted to let him go. I don't think he ever even played a single game in his first season.
Yeah, I'd sue everybody, man.
Yeah, oh no, he is, yeah.
It's like that. Remember the pitcher from the Dodgers? I think he's playing in Japan.
Oh yeah, fairly recent.
Right. Bauer. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think he's going on a little lawsuit bender right now. Hopefully.
Yeah, dude, man. Yeah, but dude, man, guys, if you ever come into a bunch of money and fame, don't even mess with American chicks, dude. Seriously, dude. Have all your fun overseas. You know what I'm saying? Because these chicks will get you, man. They'll get you quick. Is there one more we can do? Let me see. That's fast. Hope my connection doesn't cut out. Hold on.
Officers were called to remove two customers causing a disturbance at a bar in Oak Park, Illinois.
Do you see this one already?
Officers were called to remove two customers causing a disturbance at a bar in Oak Park, Illinois.
You guys call?
Yeah, they're in the bathroom.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
You just want them out?
Yeah.
All right, you guys gotta come out.
Uh-oh. All these B-dubs, dude. Nothing good's gonna come from this. You know what I'm saying? Look at...
Hey, AJ, just real quick, just a heads up. Your voice is still coming through, but your video feed is getting real choppy again.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, guys, you know what? I'm going to shut this down then. So it's still messed up?
What do you mean these two?
Yeah, it's It's I mean, it's really unwatchable.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna shut this down, guys, and then I'm gonna check on my settings and everything, and figure it out. I'll have this fixed by tomorrow. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Don't worry about it. So, your last cutout, we were chatting about that. Take all your gear, everything, unplug it for like 5-10 minutes, and then plug everything back in. And then, you know, see if that helps. So
yeah, I'm trying to see what I can see on my end here on my YouTube here, because it looked like it was working fine to me. That's weird. I don't know, man. Yeah, maybe it's just about that time. I'll do that then. But yeah, guys, sorry about that, guys. We'll have a 5-0-3-0-4 tomorrow, guys, right? And that'll be all
lesbians.
But all right, you guys, I appreciate you hearing on Monday. Have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good one. See you later.